Hello, this 5 minutes to prophet is the word of God, episode 157, 157. And our main scripture has been Hebrews 4:12. So let's say it together, but this time you should be able to say it with me. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. And then James 1:22 helps us, opens up the scripture for us. It says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1:22. And I say again and again that you are not into self delusion. Why? Because you read the word, you hear me talking about the word, and you obey it. You obey the word of God. So in the previous episode, I was talking about how you build your house deep. You go deep, and you do not just do surface mining. You go deep into the word. So if you want the house to be very, very big, and you want to be very tall, it means that the foundation must reflect that. So right now, whatever you see in your life is a reflection of how much of the word you've dug into your life, how much of the word you have mined in your life. This is what is showing on your life. This is what you are. This is your life. So if I want to shine, and I want to do well, and I want to be outstanding, I don't want any mediocrity, it means that I must dig deep. You must have your shovel and everything and get ready to dig deep. So am I going to get a physical shovel? Of course not. But say you're going to dig deep into God's word. You're going to go straight deep into God's word. And that will mean that one of the basic things you're going to have is a Bible. How important is that you have a Bible? In our modern day Christianity, many people do not have their own Bibles. So what do they use? They use Google. So when you go to church, you're preaching, and they say, turn to Hebrews 4:12. You just type Hebrews 4:12 and you're there. It's even easier for you. But you see, you need to have a hard copy of the Bible. In these things that we use as our Bibles and all that, we use it as you open the Bible, as you open the Bible to read, then immediately something drops. Bum, bum. What is happening? Oh, that business deal. Your partner is talking about it. Then it means that you have to take your eyes off God's word and go and attend to the business deal, because it involves a lot of money. Or your lover sends you a message, or somebody tells you, have you heard, you know, buzzing news, or some, you're a fashion designer, and then a picture drops, and you know that there's a winning picture. So before you know it, and even Facebook can just, you can do 1 hour Facebook, you'll be amazed, it passes so quickly, and you wonder, what did I use my time for? So it means that you will have to get a hard copy of the Bible, where when you're reading, there is nothing distracting you, nothing calling you. No, you can pay attention to God's word. You can pay attention to God's word. So he dug deep and built and laid the foundation on a rock. And so the stream, they said, and when the flood arose, I told you how the flood comes through the rain. The stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it. He said, as usual, I've told you that these things, they are part of life. They come. The floods come, the wind blows, and the rain beats on everybody or everybody's house. So you are experiencing something, I'm experiencing something. We're all experiencing something. But he said that. The house and the flood could not shake it. Not that in the other episodes I told you about somebody's house fell. He said this time it can't even shake the house. Although it's beating vehemently upon the house, it could not shake it because it was founded upon a rock. Founded on the rock. And what is the rock? Christ. Christ, the center of your life. That you pick your Bible and you are reading and you are encountering Christ by what you're reading. You are encountering Christ. Not just hearsay, you are firsthand. You are encountering Christ as you read the Word of God. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.